Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. And we are all about the green and growing things as we head into June. Want to remind folks, we have two opportunities for local gardeners coming up next week. To start off on Tuesday, the 14th of June, 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. here at the Extension office is the very first of our series of three summer garden webinars. June 14th at 6:30 p.m., Extension horticulturalist and master gardener coordinator Denny Schrock will be talking about how to utilize shade plants in the landscape with a special focus on plants native to Iowa. There is no cost to join us for this webinar, but we do ask you just give us a call or drop us a quick email to let us know you are coming. And for more information on the upcoming series, stop by our website or stop into the office. Also coming up next week, the Master Gardener Summer Bus Tour. We will be heading out, hosted by the Cass County Master Gardeners, south to the Glenwood Giving Garden, and then southwest to Nebraska City, where we will get a tour of the Arbor Day Farms, enjoy lunch at the Arbor Day Farm Cafe, as well as visit the Victorian Gardens in Nebraska City. We'll do a little shopping and tours of some plant nurseries along the way. There are still spots on the bus. The cost for the day is $50. Grab your gardening friends and sign up for the Cass County Master Gardener Bus Tour coming up next Thursday, June 16th. As we start to get into hot and dry weather this June, lots of questions about how to handle some of that summer lawn care. Of course, it's never a question when we're getting tons of rain. The only question is, when can I get it mowed without getting rained on? But as we get into the more warm and slightly less wet months of summer, a few questions and a few answers from our horticulture specialists at ISU Extension. First of all, correct mowing height. Kentucky bluegrass and other cool season grasses thrive in the cool weather of spring and fall. However, these hot, dry conditions in summer can be stressful. Kentucky bluegrass lawns should be mowed at a height of 3 to 3.5 inches during the summer months, but can be mowed a little shorter at 2.5 to 3 inches spring and fall. This additional leaf area during the summer shades and cools the crowns of the turf grass plants. The higher mowing height also provides more food-producing foliage or leaf area and promotes the deep root growth that will help them reach some of that moisture a little deeper in the soil. Finally, keep in mind when you are mowing your lawn, never remove more than 1/3 of the total leaf area. Certainly don't scalp it down to almost bare or you will be paying for that and trying to make up for it for several months to come. Keep in mind, removing more than 1/3 of the leaf area will severely injure the turf grass plant, as well as reduce their ability to withstand additional environmental stress. Another good thing to keep in mind is that by opening up the soil by mowing that grass very short, you're also inviting weeds into the lawn, which once they're in the lawn, they are much more difficult to get out than they are to just allow that grass to provide natural shade and keep those weeds down. Secondly, as we head into a dry week, is it necessary to water lawns during hot, dry weather? Basically, you have two options. First is to do nothing and allow the grass to go dormant. The alternative is to water turf grass during dry weather to maintain a green, active lawn. First of all, keep in mind that lawns require 1 to 1.5 inches of water per week to remain green and actively growing. So if you do decide to water the lawn, apply this amount in a single application or possibly two applications about 1/2 week apart. You want to avoid frequent light waterings, which will promote very shallow roots and very lush growth, so it will look great at first, but it will have very, very limited ability to respond if it misses a watering for a day. Lush, shallow-rooted turf grass is very much less drought-tolerant and more susceptible to pest problems. Cool season grasses, such as Kentucky bluegrass, can survive long periods of dry weather. If the dry weather continues, the shoots or the top leaf part will stop growing and go dormant. This is a natural survival mechanism. The leaves turn brown and die back, but the turf grass roots and crowns remain alive. Kentucky bluegrass can stay in this condition for 4 to 6 weeks without suffering significant damage. So if you don't get out to water your lawn for a week or two and it starts to brown up a little bit, have no fear. If you water it or it rains again, it should come right back within a week or two, and certainly it shouldn't cause long-term damage. Also, early morning, 5 to 9 a.m. is the best time to water a lawn. This allows the water to soak deeply into the soil with very little being lost to evaporation like you would see at mid-noon watering. watering. And when watering, the foliage dries quickly. Watering at midday is less efficient because it evaporates rapidly, and it's usually windier during the middle of the day, which causes uneven distribution. Watering lawns in late afternoon or evening may increase your disease problems, as the dark hours will not allow it to dry as quickly, and you could have some fungal issues. For more information on any upcoming events, especially many of the great gardening events we have coming up, as well as some of our latest garden publications, stop by the Cass County Extension Office, 805 West 10th Street. Find us online anytime, or give us a call, 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.